Chapter 4, The Fourth Vision.
Brethren, 20 days after the former vision had been given, I saw another vision, which is a figure of the tribulation that is to come. I was leaving for the country by the Via Capena. The place is about 10 stadia off the public road and easily reached. So, as I was walking alone, I thanked the Lord for the revelations and visions that he had shown me through his holy church, and begged him to round them out. I begged him to strengthen me and to grant repentance to his servants who had stumbled, that his great and glorious name might be glorified, for he deemed me worthy to show me these wonders. As I was praising and giving thanks to him, an echo, as it were, of my voice answered me, "Do not be double-minded, Hermas." I began to weigh this and say to myself, "How can I be double-minded after having been so firmly established by the Lord and after having seen such glorious things?" Therefore, brethren, I advanced a little closer, and behold, I saw a cloud of dust reaching up, as it were, to the heavens. I then began to say to myself, "Are cattle now approaching and raising a cloud?" It was about a stadia from me. As it was growing ever bigger, I suspected it was some supernatural apparition. The sun shone a little, and behold, I saw a huge beast, something like a sea monster, with fiery locusts emerging from its mouth. The beast was about 100 feet long, and its head seemed to be of earthenware. As I began to cry and to ask the Lord to deliver me from it, I recalled the words which I had heard, "Hermas, do not be double-minded in your heart." Therefore, brethren, I clothed myself with the faith of the Lord. In recalling the wonderful things he had taught me, I boldly faced the beast. Now the beast charged with such noise and force, capable of destroying a city. I came close to it, and the monster, large as it was, only stretched itself on the ground, doing nothing except project its tongue. In fact, there was no stir in it at all until I had passed by. The beast had 4 colors on its head: black, then the color of fire and blood, next gold, finally white. After I had gone approximately 30 feet past the beast, behold, a virgin met me, adorned as if she were coming from a bridal chamber, clothed entirely in white and with white sandals. She was veiled to the forehead, and her headdress was a turban, but her hair was white. I knew from former visions that it was the church, and so I became more cheerful. She saluted me with the words,
"Greetings, my good man."
My salutation in turn was, "Greetings, lady." In answer, she said to me,
"Have you met anything?"
"Lady," I said to her, "I was met by a beast of such size, capable of destroying peoples. But by the power of the Lord and his abundant mercy, I escaped from it." She said,
"Yes, indeed, you escaped, because you cast your care on God and you opened up your heart to the Lord in the assurance that you can be saved by nothing except his great and glorious name. Hence, the Lord has sent his angel, who is set over the beast, whose name is Thegri. He has shut its mouth, that it may not hurt you. By your faith, you have escaped great tribulation, because at the sight of such a great monster, you are not swayed by double-mindedness. Now, depart and explain to the Lord's elect these mighty deeds, and tell them that this beast is a figure of the great tribulation that is to come. If all of you prepare in advance and repent to the Lord with all your hearts, you will be able to escape it, provided your hearts become pure and sinless and you serve your Lord blamelessly the rest of the days of your life. Cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will set them straight. Put your faith in the Lord, you double-minded men, because he can do all things and can avert his wrath from you while he sends scourges upon you, the double-minded. Woe to those who hear these words and disobey. It were better for them not to have been born.
I asked her a question about the four colors on the head of the beast. She answered and said,
Again, you are curious about such matters?
Yes, lady, I said. Tell me what this means.
I will tell you,
she said.
The black is this world in which all of you live. The color of fire and blood means that this world must be destroyed in fire and blood. You who have fled this world are the golden section. For just as gold is tried by fire and becomes useful, so also you who live in the world are tried in it. Therefore, those who remain in it and pass through the flames will be purified. For just as gold casts off its dross, so you also will cast off all sorrow and anguish, becoming pure and useful for the building of the tower. Finally, the white section is the world to come in which the elect of God dwell. For those chosen by God for eternal life will be without spot and pure. Therefore, do not stop speaking these things into the ears of God's holy ones. This, then, is the figure of the great tribulation that is to come. But if you have goodwill, it will come to nothing. Remember those things which have already been written.
With this, she departed. But I did not see where she went, for there was a cloud, and I turned back in fear, thinking that the beast was coming.